Hey, Vance Hughes here, and this is my blog. Humble. This past March, the wife and I made 13 years, a long time. We decided that we wanted to go together somewhere with just us. So we asked my parents to watch the kids, grab the travel trailer, and headed to Gulf Shores. We got a nice spot at the Gulf Shores State Park and set up camp. On the way out there, we talked about how this weekend was going to be about us and God, and just how we can include him more in our relationship. The next morning, we got up and looked on the internet to find something to do. We found that there was an art festival going on, and it wasn't too far away in Orange Beach. We got up and headed out. As we were getting close, we kept seeing signs for parking. Brandy kept saying, "There's a spot, there's a spot." But I'm not about walking long distances, so I kept driving. As we got closer to the fest, parking was looking slim. However, right next to the fest was a church. I said, "Let's go park in there." The parking lot was full, except for one spot that was not really a spot, but we asked if we can park there anyway. One of the church members said, "Sure," and moved some cones for us. God was at work. We got out of the car and was approached by some of the friendliest people I'd ever met. They were so kind. I started asking questions about paying for the spot. They answered, "If you would like to donate to the church, you can, but we are not charging." That's not the part that blew me away. However, I started talking to them about their church, only to find out that their main sanctuary was burned down about a year ago. Now here we are with a huge fest that has several thousand people showing up, and they may or may not have needed the money several blocks away and are charging the park. And they may or may not have needed the money. And this church, who needs the money, won't charge. I was amazed. I started to talk to them more and found out that their youth minister has 12 kids and they go around setting up youth groups and helping youth groups grow. Just the works this church does. They raise money to help people to go on missions and they still have a burnt sanctuary. Wow. Talk about obedience and being a messenger and believing in God. The wife and I decided to attend church the next day. The message was amazing. Not to mention, the guy I thought was just a church member was the lead pastor. The message was truly amazing. It made me wonder if I am humble enough to step back and let God do his thing, even when I don't feel that's what I should be doing. Well, as I was leaving, I spoke to the pastor again, and he was so positive that God had everything under control. I wished them the best and told them that they are now our vacation church. When the wife and I got back in the car, we were both filled with joy for them, and we also knew that God was taking care of them because God is good all the time.